This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, as he does each and every Monday, breaking down now week 7 of the NFL season, our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson, back with Ben and Woods. Eric, good morning to you. How's your mustache?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, if I don't shave for another hour, it'll be there again.
There it goes. We were just talking about the backup quarterbacks and how this seems to be the year. I think Teddy Bridgewater is the poster child,
oh,
though.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone said at 1-1 with Drew Brees out that, hey, maybe the Saints can survive. Maybe they can hold on long enough to get Drew Brees back and still, you know, find a way back into the playoffs. Instead, they are now 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater as quarterback. Is there at all a controversy with Drew Brees set to possibly come back this week? I mean, what if you're Sean Payton, you just go right back to Drew Brees, right? Or do you still find a way to get Teddy Bridgewater in there a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the old saying, if you have two quarterbacks, you have zero. Sean Payton has three. He's got Taysom Hill, Bridgewater, and Brees. First of all, I want to make a point about Teddy Bridgewater. This is Exhibit A of why the draft process is messed up, is that Teddy Bridgewater was downgraded because of the gloves and because he doesn't have this cannon for an arm, but he's extremely bright and extremely accurate. And in that kind of offense, that's perfect. And so many teams and all these unofficial or anonymous scouts or mock drafts downgraded him. Now you see what a mistake that was. So that's one thing I want to get on my soapbox and say that. Number two, I think you have to go back to Drew Brees. Almost every other situation, I think Bridgewater would win the job. Drew Brees is, you can make an argument, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. Now, you know, Tom Brady fans are going to be mad, and I agree with Tom Brady fans. But Drew Brees is truly an incredible quarterback coming off the most accurate season in NFL history. It's just him. It's Drew Brees. It's not like Eli Manning, where Eli Manning was never, at the end of his career, the superstar that he was when he won the Super Bowls. Arguably, he was never even that superstar. So you can go to Daniel Jones. It's a different situation. But Drew Brees, I just don't think there's a controversy. Also, I mean, let's face it, a lot of people in New Orleans and maybe some people in the New Orleans coaching office think that it's Sean Payton. And you can put a lot of different quarterbacks in there with success. But I don't see a controversy. I don't see nothing away from Bridgewater, but I don't think it's a controversy.
We are talking to Eric Adelson, senior NFL writer here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, our assistant producer, he calls himself the Hammer, so he's named the Hammer. He's a big Houston Texans fan. And, you know, after Deshaun Watson's performance last week, he was kind of vaulted into the MVP talk. I mean, he is. He's one of the most dynamic, exciting players. Well, they go out and they lose again, and it's got to be probably more on the defense end, but he throws two picks. Why can't he get over that hump? Or what does Houston need to do to become an elite team? Because they have some of the most elite talent I've ever seen on a football field.
Yeah, I think that – I don't think it'll be this year, but I think next year you're going to see Deshaun Watson be right in that MVP conversation for the entire season, and I think he's going to stay there. I think this is going to be one of the stars of our era, right up there with Mahomes, if not more so. So I'm a big believer in Deshaun Watson, and I have been for many years. I just think that they're missing ingredients in terms of running game. They just don't have the guy. You know, Goff has Gurley, and you see with Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes without that bell cow running back, just not quite as good and not quite as dangerous because you don't have to keep him honest. And I think that's the issue with Deshaun Watson too. They have to get, they thought maybe it was Deontay Foreman, Lamar Miller. They just have to get somebody in there that keeps the defenses honest. They don't have that yet, and I think that that's an issue. But I must say, I don't think they missed Clowney all that much. I think adding Laremy Tunsil was great. I think that I know a lot of people were complaining that they gave up too much. But Tunsil's going to be there a long time. Watson's going to be there a long time. Obviously, New Hopkins, Fuller. They as you said, they have a skeleton of a very good offense. I just don't think that they can – they need to be able to control the ball on the ground, and right now they can't do it.
All right, Eric. And Woods, actually. I got some NFL trivia for you. I don't have a prize to give away, but we'll see how you do. I'll call it Name That Team. Here's the team, guys. They started out 3-0, then they lost three games in a row, but bounced back yesterday with an impressive 37-10 win. Which team am I talking about?
Ben, want to do this one?
No, yo, you
Woods,
go ahead.
Woods, yeah, you want to go
no,
for
you
it.
Go ahead. The Rams. The Rams did it. Yeah, right.
Oh, I was about to say the Cowboys.
It's both. They both did it. They both won 37-10 yesterday after losing 3 in a row after starting out 3-0. Which of those two teams, Rams, Cowboys, got more off what they need, at least more of what they needed yesterday with that win?
Glad I got half credit. I think that it's the Cowboys. Because the simplest thing is the truth about the Cowboys is that if they're healthy on the offensive line, they're a Super Bowl contender. If they're not healthy on the offensive line, they're not. And last night you see right away that they have an intact offensive line. Tyrone Smith is back and healthy. Frederick's back and healthy. And I know it's not sexy, but when you have those guys, then you neutralize Fletcher Cox, which they were able to do. And Brandon Graham and Zeke Elliott can be a second level rusher and a blocker. And instead of last week or last 2 weeks, they have to go to Witten. They have to basically do a lot of checkdowns. So I was impressed with Goff yesterday for the Rams. He's on my fantasy team, so that's also good. But it's Atlanta. Atlanta's basically coming apart. I don't learn that much. I learned a lot more from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Playing at home, division game against a team that knows its weaknesses and couldn't do anything about it, and they got steamrolled. And I think I still think that if they're healthy, the Cowboys are going to contend for the Super Bowl.
Talking to Eric Adelson, our senior writer here on Ben and Woods. The 49ers are now 6-0. They are for real.
It wasn't, every week, he needs to be convinced.
It wasn't exactly the prettiest performance.
It was ugly conditions.
But it was raining in Washington. 9-0 win in that one. Can we totally believe in the 49ers now? I mean, their defense obviously is great. But in the end, are they going to have enough to overcome teams like the Saints and the Seahawks and even the Cowboys in the NFC? The Packers.
I just don't think so. I don't think that they have the weapons that those other teams do. Maybe I'm wrong. I think nobody predicted this. I think even this. I know some very strong Niners fans, and they didn't see this coming. I think in a way it's like the Texans. They have a quarterback that I think they're going to have for a long time. That's going to be in MVP conversations. But they also have weapons. With Kittle. And a defense. I think they have all those things like the Texans, but I just don't think that they have everything yet. And I think that that's going to get exposed as you get towards the end of the season. You're already getting into, it's like a college team that's already bowl eligible in October. This is a 6-win team. I think Niners fans would have been happy with 8 or 9 wins overall. So this is going to be a successful season unless the wheels fall off, and I don't think they will. What you have is a really good division that's going to stay really good as long as Russell Wilson's healthy. Kyler Murray is better than I expected him to be, and the Rams are going to be good as long as Gurley's there. So it's going to be a fun division to watch. I'm just not buying them to go deep in the playoffs because there's other teams with more experience and depth.
Last thing for me, Eric, Patrick Mahomes' injury, obviously bad for the NFL, but a golden opportunity for the LA Chargers and the rest of the AFC West to maybe stay in that division. Squandered, of course, yesterday by the Chargers when they couldn't get in from 1 yard line at the end. You want to shovel a little dirt on that team at 2-5, or am I missing something that they could get back into this thing because of that Patrick Mahomes injury with the Chiefs?
I don't think so. I hate to put too much weight onto one player, but without Derwin James, they're just not a very good team. And I feel like there's other issues there, certainly. But they're not fooling anybody on defense. And the Titans are such an obvious team to prepare for. Not easy, but obvious. And they couldn't even do it at home. So I can't say give up on the season because the talent's there. If they get it together and get a little more healthy, then maybe they can come back, especially with the Chiefs, you know, wobbling a little bit. But I think that if you're a Chargers fan, you say, okay, you know, if this season doesn't turn around, then you're going to have a relatively easy schedule next year, and James back, and a full set of cards, and hopefully Rivers is still good, and then you can really go for broke.
Eric, as always, great chatting with you on a Monday. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right. Our NFL senior writer, Eric Adelson, joins us each Monday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.